And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of May, 2011. The first commercial jet airliner service was inaugurated on this day, 1952, the British Overseas Aircraft Corporation. It was a de Havilland Comet 1, 36-seater, jet-powered, and the first flight was from London to Johannesburg, stopping in Rome, Beirut, Khartoum, Entebbe, and Livingston. It took 23 hours, and the jet flew above the storms, 8 miles high. It was on this day in 2000 President Clinton made global positioning systems, the GPS technology, freely available for use outside the military. The GPS receiver, which calculates its position based on signals from at least 4 different satellites. The technology now available in a whole host of devices, cell phones, watches, and so forth. It's the 400th birthday of the King James Bible, produced by translators organized by King James I. The Bible was sold loosely for 10 shillings or bound for 12. It was on this day in 1536 Anne Boleyn was arrested and imprisoned for high treason, incest, and adultery. She was 34 years old. She had black hair, olive skin, big dark eyes. She was intelligent, well-spoken, interested in politics and reform of the church. She had arrived at the court of King Henry VIII as a lady-in-waiting to Queen Catherine of Aragon. The king fell in love with her. She refused him. That made him even more interested. He looked for ways to annul his marriage to Catherine. Henry wrote her love letters. Finally, by the end of 1532, Anne Boleyn was pregnant by Henry. They were secretly married in January, and Henry, defying the Pope, declared himself the head of the Church of England. And the baby was born in September, a daughter, and she would become Queen Elizabeth I. Henry wanted a son. Anne suffered 3 miscarriages in the next 3 years, and Henry turned his attentions to Jane Seymour, who was Anne's lady-in-waiting, and he set out to have Anne Boleyn executed. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote the words for My Funny Valentine, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Lawrence Hart, 1895, in New York City, wrote his songs with Richard Rodgers. Lawrence Hart, who struggled with depression, alcoholism, he was gay, he was only 5 feet tall, died at the age of 48 of pneumonia after he'd been on a bender. Here's a poem for today by William Shakespeare, a sonnet. Some glory in their birth, some in their skill, some in their wealth, some in their body's force, some in their garments, though newfangled ill, some in their hawks and hounds, some in their horse. And every humor hath his adjunct pleasure, wherein it finds a joy above the rest. But these particulars are not my measure. All these I better in one general best. Thy love is better than high birth to me, richer than wealth, prouder than garments cost, of more delight than hawks or horses be, and having thee of all men's pride I boast. Wretched in this alone, that thou mayst take all this away, and me most wretched make. William Shakespeare's sonnet, Some Glory in Their Birth, Some in Their Skill. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Constant Contact, event marketing working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.